How do I talk to God? Well, we've been spending a lot of time thinking about why we can say that we're God. It's not surprising that when we say, how do I talk to God? We talk to God as ourselves. We talk to God as we think about ourselves. Now, how do you think about yourself? How do you think of yourself, who you are? How do you think of yourself as a person? Let's just say that you were you, and you were standing outside of you, and you wanted to talk to you who was inside of you. How would you talk to you? Would you say, hey, you, I want to talk to you? Not really. Would you say, I'm out here, and I'm in there. I'm the all. I am God, and I am the all of God. I am God. I sort of represent myself being outside of God and being inside of God. But actually, there is no outside or inside because I'm all. So, how do I talk to this allness? This allness from my human point of view. That's really the only place we have to go. We're humans. We're expressing in our limited way here, but we're humans. And how does a human talk to God? Now, if a human is God, then a human is no longer human. And a human can be God, because it is God, when it is aware that it is God, and when it's aware that it's God, then it's no longer human. Okay. But we're humans. And we want to talk to God. And God is very imposing and impressive. And we think, wow, such a magnificent being. How can we, the finite human that we are, speak to the divine, speak to the allness? We say, oh God, listen to my prayer. Oh God, help me. Oh God, show me the way. Oh God, oh God, oh God. And God looks at us and says, oh my God, what have I done here? What sort of a nondescript human being have I created? Does this human being not know that this human being is me? Does this human being not know that it is the allness also? Apparently not. So then, God, us, in our delight to work with humans, we inspire the humans to do many wonderful things. And as God, I inspire the humans to write music. I inspire the humans to give lectures. I inspire the humans to share with one another. I inspire the humans to make great creations. I inspire the humans to create a society of people working together harmoniously. Oh my, do I like creating humans, because I create them all on such a temporary basis. Humans are very, very temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. Humans are just a figment of my imagination at the moment, and they exist only as long as I give them my attention. When I give them no attention, then they stop existing. Okay, now I'm still waiting to learn how to talk to God. How do I talk to God? Well, I say, God, yes. Oh, he answers me. It answers me. God answers me. He, she, it, whatever. God answers me. God, all right, yes. I'll say it again. Yes, yes, I'm here listening to you. I'm here, your inner self, listening to you. Well, God, What I'd like to do is to be more harmonious in my world, because in my world I have a few things that are shaking my boat a little bit, giving me a hard time. They're making me feel that war is not right, the right way to settle arguments or disputes between people. And certainly guns and other things that are harmful have no place in my world. Well, if these things have no place in your world, give them no attention. Oh, come on, God, I cannot just go out and not give attention to things that are actually bugging me in my world. That's what you think. What do you mean, that's what I think? Yes, that's what you think. You think you cannot give attention to it. Well, I can't. I cannot not give attention to it. I must give it attention. Okay. Think of this, Herb. You're thinking about a conflict in your family. Everybody's biting at everybody else. Everybody's being very unhappy. Everybody's being a miserable dog to live with. And then you receive a notice that you just received a lot of money. And so you come to your family and say, "Hey, guys, guess what? I just received a lot of money. And I'm going to share it with all of you." Well, what do you think would happen to the unhappiness and the confusion in the family? It would just sort of dissipate. It'd go away. Because it was nothing in the first place. And when you put their attention on something else, something that's harmonious and something that turns them on, then whatever turned them off is no longer active. It's still there, but it's no longer active. And so then you start sharing your money, and you say, "What the heck? I'm going to share it equally with all 10 of us." And so you have so many millions of dollars, and so you share it equally with all 10 of you. Now, that doesn't leave a lot of money for any of you, but enough. It's more than you had before. And so you take that money and you say, "Golly, isn't that that uncle of ours, that friend of ours, that father, mother, brother, sister, aren't they wonderful to share their goodness with us?" Yes. And then you continue sharing. You not only share your goodness, you can share your good ideas. When your family is disruptive, when they're doing things that are disturbing each other, you merely say to them, "Wow, you guys are fantastic," and they're disturbing each other. "Wow, you guys are fantastic. You are so wonderful. You're always doing something nice for somebody else. You are the greatest." And so then one of the boys speaks up and he says, "You know, I took that that $500,000 that I got and I put it in the bank. And then I paid the bills that my mother had, and I paid the bills that my father had, and I paid the bills that the family had. And you know, I still got $10,000 left. Isn't that nice?" Well, now, everybody eagerly looks at that $10,000 and says, "Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? You can share that." No, he doesn't create them doing that. He creates them from his illustration of love, from his illustration of sharing. They, too, do not feel guilty. That's not the point. They do not feel guilty. They feel magnanimous. They feel like sharing themselves. And so they say, "Oh, hey, that's very nice. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Let's see. Anybody else in the family having any needs or anything?" Or they all got money, so they pay off their own stuff. But no, you do this, and harmony begins to reign. Instead of dissension, disharmony, and dissatisfaction with everything, a harmony of peace and love and happiness reigns. "Oh, yes," you say, money talks. Oh, yes, you say, those things are there. Well, that's not the point I was making. The point I was making was that when something good happens, other things are forgotten. When a family is inharmonious and something good happens to the whole family, they forget all about the inharmonious things and they once again become a family. And at that time, if you, as God, speak to them and say, if we are always harmonious with each other, we will bring into our life experiences of joy and peace and goodness. We will release and reveal all of the abundance that is in our world for us right now. You see, God speaks to us in many wonderful ways. Not just ways that we recognize that it's God talking, but in ways of loving kindness, in ways of unconditional love, in ways of peace. The divine speaks to us all the time. God speaks to you and me all the time from the very heart of our being, encouraging us to live on the highest and best of everything we do. Why can I talk to God? Because I am God. Why can I talk to God? Because God is all there is. What should I say to God? Just say, God, I love you. And that doesn't make it, does it? No. Ah. So then you say, I love me. I like me. I like me. But isn't that sort of ridiculous to say, I like me? You should be saying, I like God. No. When you say, I like God, and you say, I like me, you are saying exactly the same thing. You are saying exactly the same attitude, the same concept. You are covering exactly the same ballpark. You're doing it beautifully and perfectly and wonderfully. How do I talk to God? How do I speak to this magnificent essence, this magnificent beingness that is so much greater than I am, so much more wonderful than I am? Well, when you're a child, you think and act like a child, and you think your dad's the greatest. And when you're a man, you realize your father is great, but there's so much more to know and to be and to do. And that so much more comes from something inside of Dad, inside of each of us, that makes us each a divine being. It does not make us a divine being. We always were. But it reveals the divine being that we are. I talk to God by saying, God, I've got a problem here. I'd like to work it out. How do I handle this? And God says, well, what is your solution that you want to get to? What would you like to experience? Well, I'd like to know the answer to my problem. Well, what solution would you like to your experience here? Well, it's a problem, God. It's a problem. And the divine in you speaks to you and says, there is no problem. Every problem is a solution waiting to be done, waiting to be revealed. Okay, God, I'd like the solution to this problem. Well, you can't have it, Herb. What do you mean I can't have it? Because you cannot have a solution to a problem. You can only have a solution or you can only have a problem. You cannot have a solution and a problem at the same time. When you have a solution, you have no problem. When you have a problem, you have no solution. And when you put your mind to the solution, you no longer have a problem. Oh, God, that's a lot of gobbledygook. Oh, you think so? You think so? You think that that's all I do is think up gobbledygook in my thinking as God? No. We realize that we are being disrespectful to the concept of God, disrespectful to the concept of who we are as God. And we say, sorry, God. And God says, don't ever tell me you're sorry. Just do what's right. If you did something wrong, that's yesterday. That's past. Now do something that you think is right. And then you're living in the now and you're experiencing it. Because there is no yesterday. And there is no future. There's only now. So you talk to God now. And you don't talk to God about problems yesterday or solutions yesterday or solutions in the future. You talk to God now. You say, okay, God, I feel wonderful. And God says, well, you should. You're God. Well, what do you mean I should? I'm God. I should feel wonderful. Well, God only feels wonderful. And you're God. Oh, okay. Okay. But that sounds like flippant talking, sort of not respectful at all. Well, Herb, when you realize if you are a person who is always respectful, you'll be respectful talking to yourself and talking to me. If you are a person who is always disrespectful, you will talk that way to yourself and to me. And you will not be meaning it as anything bad, it's just what your nature is. And then you realize that that just doesn't fit. That doesn't fit anymore with who you are. And so then you change your attitude, you change your being disrespectful into being respectful, and all of a sudden you realize that's what your divine self was, is, and has been all along. That's what you are all along. And that's all you know, is being respectful, being loving, being kind, being thoughtful, being unconditionally loving to every circumstance in your life. Wow. That's beautiful. How can I always talk to you like that, God? Well, always talk to yourself like that. You know, Herb, you are God, and I am you, and you are me, and we are one. You're doing a pretty good start now. Keep it up. Well, how do I say nice things all the time? Well, you say nice things because you think nice things. And if you think nice things, you say nice things. And if you say nice things, you'll think nice things. And it's just a round robin that goes around and around. And you are that perfection. You are that thinking nice things, saying nice things, being nice things, living as a nice being all of the time. That's who you are. Okay, God. Why is it that when I talk to you, I feel like I'm outside and I'm not inside? Because you put yourself there. You can put yourself inside any moment. How? You can put yourself inside by merely saying, I am God. Oh! Instead of saying, God, what do I do next? You say, I am God, and I know what to do next. Oh! Is that easy? No. You think that's easy, but practice it. And you'll find that you're denying it most of the time while you're even saying it. You're saying, I am God. And then you'll wonder why problems exist in your life. You'll say, I am God. You'll wonder why you don't have the money you like. You'll say, I am God. And you wonder why you have different illnesses in your being. You say, I am God. And then you wonder. You see, all that wondering takes you away from your awareness that you're God. Because every single thought in your mind that says to you that you are not God takes you away from being God. Well, what do I do? How do I be God? How do I know it? Well, the little choo-choo train said, I think I can, and he worked himself up over the hill. You can say, I am God, I am God, I am God, and work yourself right up over the hill that says that you're not. And you'll find that when you look on the other side, there you are as God. And you look behind you, and there you are as God. And you look around you, and there you are as God. You are God. It's a matter of working on your understanding of who you are. It's a matter of putting the cause in motion. It's a matter of speaking your word so positively, so wonderfully, so great that you indeed are God. Now, Herb, start thinking this way here. What's the first thing you would do as God when you recognize that you are God? What's the first thing I'd do as God, recognizing that I'm God? Well, I'm a nice guy. I'd look around the world and say, all is peace. All is peace. Oh, wow, isn't that a glorious thing to say? All is peace. Oh, yes. And just let it tickle your happy bone. Let it tickle you and make you feel, yes, 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 that's what it is. Oh, God, that sounds awful good. But it works just like that. It works just like that, Herb. It works just like that. When you can get excited about what you as God do, you get excited about being God. When you get excited about what you as God do and how you bring happiness where once there was sadness, where you bring wholeness where once there was ill health, you bring the togetherness, the oneness, you bring, hey, God, I just thought of something. Okay, what did you think of? I just thought, God, the first thing I would do when I become aware that I am God, or when I am aware that I'm God, the first thing I would do is to say, everyone in my world is aware that they are God right now. Everybody is aware that they are God right now. Everybody's aware that they're the God right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Ooh, whoa. Ooh-wee. How wonderful. How wonderful. And with that same enthusiasm, that same joy, that same recognition that it is so, I would say everyone in the entire spectrum of everyone's right now knows, not only wants to know, but knows that they are God and knows that they are good and knows it right now and forevermore. It's not just a matter that you know it now and then forget it, but you know it forevermore. Everyone knows that they are God. Oh, boy, that is great. That is so super. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Could I ask for anything better, anything more? That's so wonderful. Everybody, every single being without limitation, without definition, every single being knows that they're God, knows that they're wonderful, knows that they're happy, knows that they're surrounded by people who are God, knows that everybody knows that everybody knows that everybody knows everybody knows that everybody knows. Come on now. Everybody knows that everybody knows their God. How wonderful. My. It's true. It's true. In my world, in my thought, in my life, in my expectations, in my realizations, in my awarenesses, everybody knows they are God, including me. Everybody, we all know we're God. We all know that we're divine. We all know that we're perfect. We all know, and it is done. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Oh, God, talking to you like this, that's super. Oh, man, I could do that forever. Go right ahead, Herb. Go right ahead. Oh, God, don't be so silly. I'm not being silly. I'm just being so delighted that you are having wake. You have woke. You are awake. You waking up. You are awake to the realization of who you are. And isn't it exciting? It is exciting indeed. It is wonderful. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I see this. And everywhere I go, I say, "You're God." And everywhere I go, I may not say it out loud, but I say in my heart that you're God. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And as I do this, everyone feels so wonderful, so good, so beautiful. As I do this, everyone experiences their God self. As I do this, I experience my God self more beautifully, more dynamically, more wonderfully than I ever dreamed possible. I am that I am. I am that I am, and it's done unto me according to my thought about myself. According to, now we're saying belief and thought are the same thing here. According to my belief, in other words, what sort of things am I thinking about myself? What sort of things am I thinking about myself? That's my thought about myself, and that's who I am. What sort of thought do I have about my world, about the people in my world, about the circumstances in my world? What sort of thoughts do I have? What sort of attitudes are in my mind that make me feel super, that make me feel so revealed, so fun? Think on these things. Know that every thought I have that says I'm God is one more awareness step for me that I am God indeed. Think of it, that says every step, every thought, every attitude I have, these are all wonderful steps on my realization of who I am and how fantastic I am. Are you ready for that sort of experience for yourself? Am I ready for that sort of experience for myself? It just depends on how much we laugh at ourselves for saying, "Hi God, how you doing today?" For laughing at ourselves for saying, "If I knew that I was God, and I was God, the first thing I would do would be to create all the people in my world, all the people in the world, knowing that they too are God right now, and living in the awareness that they are God, and that they're wonderful, and they're fantastic. Wow-wee! Yes, yes, yes. Knowing that this is so, and knowing that it is all that is so." That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And no matter what I choose to do to somehow curb those wonderful new ideas about God, I can't do it. It's of no avail. I cannot say I'm not God now that I know I am. I cannot say that all the people in the world are not God, because I know all are created by God, as God, in God, through God, being God, just as I am. And I created all the people in my world as God, absolute, complete. And all the people in my world are expressing themselves as God. They're expressing themselves as wonder, as goodness, as wholeness, as peace, as power, as plenty. All the people in my world are living in this awareness. Hey, that's cool, God. That's really cool. I'm sure glad I thought of it. I am too. Oh, God, you're funny. Yes, I am funny. But I am too. I'm glad that you're aware of it. And I'm glad that you are creating a world around you of people who are aware of it. God, you forgot something. What do you mean? You forgot now. Okay, now. You should say, I have created, not I will create. I have created people all around me who are recognizing that they are God, that they're divine, right now. Yes, that's true. And I throw these little chances out for you every once in a while for you to think about and say, hey, God forgot. Well, don't kid yourself. God doesn't forget anything. And you don't forget anything either. Sometimes you need memory jerkers or aligners to get you thinking back on what you should be thinking on, but you don't ever forget. It's always in you. How can you remember something if it weren't in you? How can you express something or be something if it's not who you already are? Who we are and who we are being ourselves as is so wonderful, so perfect, so pure, so fantastic. It's what it's all about. All I have to do, live in the awareness of who and what I am. And if I live in the awareness of who and what I am, if I live in that awareness, that's who I am. That's all that I am. That's all that I know. Whatever awareness I live in, that's all that I know. That's all that I am. That's all that I could ever be. Whatever awareness I live in, and I live in the awareness that I am God. I live in the awareness that all is God. Now, God, how can I help the people around the world who are having problems that are just too heavy for them to bear? They'd like to die because their hurt is so bad. Well, Herb, do you realize how mean and ugly you're being? What? Me? Mean and ugly? Me? Who wants everybody to recognize that they're God? Me? I'm mean and ugly? Yes, that's right. Because you said to me, how about people all over the world who are suffering from bodily ailments that they sometimes would like to die? How about them? Well, Herb, what you do is to say, all is in divine order right now. And then it's done. Then all these people who are experiencing these various things or who experienced them now live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now live in a body that's free from any sensitivity whatsoever. It doesn't even feel coolness, warmness, pain, anything. And it also does not feel it because of another thing. Do you know what that is, Herb? What would that be? Well, the other thing would be that those things do not exist. I do not empower them by my words. I do not empower them by my thought. I do not empower them to be a reality in my world by giving them any attention whatsoever. I am free of all of that sort of thought. Wow. Yes, I can see how that works. Yes, 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 yes. And wow is the right word. Okay. What do we do next? What do we do next? How do we talk to God? How do we share with God and say, okay, God, I want to live 100% aware of my God self. I want to live 100% talking to you all the time. Well, in the first place, Herb, you're not going to talk to me anymore. You talk to yourself because you're God. You don't need to talk to a concept outside of yourself. You just talk right to yourself. Because that's where you are God, and that's where God is for you. And that's the only God that you are. And there will be never an opportunity for you, ever, to talk to God outside of yourself. Because now you know that God is in you. And now you know that if you talk to a God outside of yourself, you are saying, I don't believe God's in me. I believe God is outside of me, and therefore I have to talk to God outside of me. Huh? Fascinating. Okay, God, you're inside of me. Okay, God, you are my source, you are my wisdom, you are my goodness. Okay, God, you are everything that I ever wanted or ever dreamt about. Okay, God, I am God. All is good. All is fantastic. Okay, I am God. All right. Now, I'm talking to myself as God, talking to myself as God, and saying, right now, everything is in divine order. Right now, everything is complete and whole, perfect and good. Right now, it is done. Right now. Right now. And when I say that, all thoughts of not having it there is gone. All thoughts of saying tomorrow is gone. All thoughts of saying it is complete and whole right now are my only thoughts of confidence, my only thoughts of who and what I am and how I am. I love talking to God because I'm just talking to myself and I'm saying to myself, wow, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this fantastic? Isn't this glorious? It is who we are. And it is who we are now and always. We have the ability to speak to God, to know God, to be God, to live God, and be aware of God. But if we're going to look outside, we'll never find Him. We'll find somebody else's God. We'll find somebody else's opinion of what God is. And as we find somebody else's ideas of what God is, we're not going to be satisfied. We're not going to be satisfied. We're not going to be satisfied until we say, I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. And you say, my goodness, saying that for one solid hour, that's pretty heavy. Saying that for one solid hour is pretty heavy. Well, I say to me and to you, if you say this 24 hours every day of the year, every year of your life, you will not be saying it too much. Because the moment will come, like the crack of the dawn opening up, the moment will come, and you will look at yourself and say, ah, yes, ah, yes, it is done. And you'll enjoy it thoroughly. And you'll think how wonderful how wonderful it is to live in that kind of life. Yeah. You'll think how wonderful it is to live in that kind of an existence. Talking to God now is always talking to yourself. Talking to yourself. You can sit quietly, you can walk, you can swim. You can do many, many things, and while you're doing it, you can be saying, I am God, God I am. And you can even think of various places that you might be, and you're saying, I am God. And then you're thinking to yourself, how can I say I'm God while I'm doing these things in school, or while I'm doing these things at home in the kitchen or on the job? How can I say I am God and while I'm there? Real easy. Really, just say it to yourself. Let it be every other breath. I am God. I am God. I am God. And as you say it, like every other breath, wow, what beautiful concepts come to you. What beautiful thoughts come to you. And you're just absolutely fulfilled in every beautiful way. You are the purity. You are the oneness. You are the allness. Now for today, you have a few more minutes before it's 6 o'clock. And these few minutes you can spend in quietly speaking to God in you and quietly listening to God in you and what God says to you. And as you do this, you will have such a glorious illumination right now of who and what you are. So now take these next few minutes and apply it for your personal life. And apply it saying, I know that I know that I know I am God. Because that's who you are. Yep.